currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in, around, and about your city. I'm Pam Jardine. Who hasn't heard the cliche, go outside and get some fresh air? If you're looking for a good reason to get some, go outside and visit the two seasonal farmers markets in Kirkland. The Juanita Friday Market, sponsored by the city, opens Friday, May 11. The Kirkland Wednesday Market opens May 16. You'll have a great day at the beach when shopping at the Juanita Friday Market because it's located back on the beach side of Juanita Beach Park. Last year, the park was renovated with the regrading of public common areas, significant beach weeding, improved landscaping, and numerous parking lot improvements. The market is open from 3 to 7 p.m. and runs through October 5th. The farmers market features a wide variety of delicious fruits, beautiful flowers, and fresh produce grown locally in the state of Washington. Free kids' craft and puppet shows every first Friday of the month. The market will host community booths with special guests and live music all season long. Check out the website each week at www.kirklandwa.gov/Juanita Friday Market. The Kirkland Wednesday Market will feature farmers, producers, and artists throughout its season. The market will again be located along Park Lane and will be open from 2 to 7 p.m. and runs through October 17th. For special event information, visit www.kirklandwednesdaymarket.org. The farmers markets bring you fresh produce and fruit. Kelly Farron, the city's recycling coordinator, answers common questions about recycling and brings you some fresh ideas on how to keep as many things out of the landfill as possible.
Dear Kelly, I'm looking for ways to reduce my waste, but I get overwhelmed while shopping. Do you have any helpful tips? Waste reduction can be pretty easy if we just shop smart. And the best way to do that is to stick to the three-word phrase we've heard over and over and over again. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Let's start with reduce. When you go shopping, a lot of times we buy things we don't necessarily even need. For example, when we go to the grocery store, we'll buy food that we don't need or won't eat. So be aware of how much you're buying and how much you actually need. We also tend to buy items that are broken when we could just go fix them instead of buying a new one. Be aware of this option when you're shopping. Secondly, reuse. There are a lot of items we buy over and over and over again. If we bought a reusable option, we would save a lot of waste. One easy one is a reusable shopping bag. Bringing this to the grocery store anytime you're shopping could save you hundreds of bags every year. So remember to bring these to the store when you go. Another option is a reusable water bottle. These will save you lots of waste instead of buying a plastic water bottle. So bring this with you whenever you're out. Stick it in your bag and use it instead of buying new plastic items. Thirdly, recycle. And there are two aspects of recycling to be aware of. When you're shopping, you can buy new items that are made from recycled material. Things like office paper, paper towels, all of these things are sold with post-consumer recycled material. Be aware of this when you're shopping and look for the label and buy recycled content materials instead of new ones. Other things to be aware of are when you're buying things whether there's a recyclable option or not, such as a coffee cup. Many coffee cups come in paper form, which you can recycle, or styrofoam, which you can't. So buy a coffee cup that you can recycle and reuse those materials instead of things that need to go in the garbage and straight to the landfill. Check your recycling guide to see if you can recycle these items. Or if you have odd items that you can't recycle curbside, check King County's What Do I Do With website. This is a great resource for odd items such as tires, dishwashers, or things you can't recycle curbside. So visit www.kingcounty.gov/solidwaste and enter in different materials to find recyclers in the area that will dispose of these items properly for you. These are great ways to reduce your waste and be aware of things when you're shopping.
For the fifth consecutive year, Kirkland achieved the highest adjusted single-family recycling diversion rate in King County. Kirkland tied with the cities of Bellevue and Mercer Island for first place, each achieving a 66% diversion rate. And the stats keep getting better for Kirkland. Recycling diversion rates for multifamily residents have increased steadily since 2007. Kirkland ranks 8th, along with the city of Redmond, among 33 cities and unincorporated areas in King County. Kirkland's businesses and schools are doing their part as well. In 2011, over 350 tons of food was diverted from the landfill and composted by businesses and students. If you have a recycling question, ask Kelly by calling 425-587-3812 or emailing recycle@kirklandwa.gov. There's been a lot of talk about Totem Lake, and Mayor Joan McBride and City Council member Amy Wallen invite you to join the conversation. They're hosting Totem Lake Conversations on May 21st, June 25th, or July 23rd at Cafe Veloce to talk about the Totem Lake Business District. The luncheons will be held from 12 to 1:30 p.m. They welcome your comments and ideas for improvement and will tell you about the commitment the city is making to this important urban center. Lunch is no host. Cafe Veloce is located at 12514 120th Avenue Northeast, near the Totem Lake Malls. For reservations, call the city manager's office at 425-587-3001. On a final calendar note, as a way of keeping in touch with the interests and needs of the community, the City Council will host a special meeting with the Moss Bay Neighborhood Association on May 21st, 7 p.m. at Heritage Hall. Moss Bay residents and businesses are encouraged to arrive at 6:45 p.m. for casual conversation with the council members. The general meeting begins at 7. Heritage Hall is located at 203 Market Street. This is a great opportunity to meet City Council members in an informal setting to discuss issues which may be of interest to you and your neighbors. For more information, contact Kari Page, Neighborhood Outreach Coordinator, at 425-587-3011 or email kpage@kirklandwa.gov. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.